Orca Book Publishers presents Lark Holds the Key by Natasha Dean, narrated by Tara Yelly. In this illustrated cover, Lark and Connor stand side by side before several stacks of books that tower far above their heads. Lark holds up an old-fashioned gold skeleton key, and Connor holds a book with a spaceship on the front. They both smile knowingly at each other. Logo, Orca Echoes.
Dedication. For Navin, Maya, and Kieran. Chapter 1. My name is Lark Baugh, and I have ants in my pants. Not really. That would be gross, and not so much fun for the ants. Ants in my pants means it's hard for me to sit quietly. It's something my halmoni, that's Korean for grandmother, says when I'm really excited. Struck through. Exceeded. Struck through. Excited. Only I wasn't sitting, I was lying down in bed, waiting, patient-like, until... Psst! Connor! I leaned over and looked at the bottom bunk. Connor, are you awake? Connor's my little brother. He's much younger than me. Yes, I'm awake. Are you? I sighed. Yes, if I was sleeping, I wouldn't be talking, would I? Yes, you would. You talk a lot. I ignored that. Are you excited? Yes, today is going to be awesome. It's going to be the bestest day ever. Lark, you say that every day. Anyway, bestest isn't a word. I sighed. It should be. It's a great word. I love words. Maybe I should be a writer when I grow up. Then I could make up great words like bestest. I turned on the lamp and said, Yep, I'm going to be a writer. Then I'm going to make bestest a word. Lark, gonna isn't a word either. Anyway, I thought you were going to be an actor. I think I'll be both. That way I can write the stories I want to act in. Connor rolled his eyes. I decided to be patient because he was just little. I climbed down from the top bunk. Today was the third day of summer vacation. On the first day, Connor and I started a circus. We tried to teach our dog Max how to dance. He wasn't so good at that. And we broke two lamps. Mum said we had to do something else, something that didn't include Max or her lamps. Yesterday, we tried to do a people-only circus with our friends, Kate and Franklin. No lamps were broken. But Franklin tried to do a special jump. He jumped great. But he also made a hole in the wall with his head. Dad said no more circuses. He used his grumpy voice. And that's when Halmoni suggested we all go to the library instead. Only Halmoni didn't call it a library. She called it the Temple of Secrets. She said books contained secrets between their pages, and when you read a book, you could find all kinds of treasure. I'm going to get 50 books, I told Connor. I'm going to get 100. Do you think Mum and Dad will remember to take us? I nodded. Yes, I put a note on the fridge, and in the bathroom, and in their shoes, and in their coat pockets. I would have put one in their car, too, but Babu, that's Swahili for grandfather, told me a long time ago that I wasn't supposed to be in the car without a grown-up. Are you sure they won't forget? Connor looked worried. I knew because his forehead went all skiggly, struck through. Squiggly, struck through. Squiggly. What if they don't wake up in time? I sighed. Little brothers are so much work. If you're worried, let's go check. I'm not worried, but the last time we woke them up. I say we should go. It shows we have... I couldn't remember the word. It started with an N, or maybe an I, and it was a good word. It shows we care. I'm your big sister, and that's my decision. You are not older.